The court says evidence of a minor's previous virginity and subsequent pregnancy and abortion can be used in a rape trial. In the Wayne County case, the defense tried to argue the evidence was not admissible, in part because it's evidence of her sexual conduct. Evidence of a victim's sexual conduct is not allowed under Michigan's Rape Shield statute. Bill Valancourt is with the Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan. He says there may be some cases where this type of evidence is actually not allowed.
The victim was voluntarily offering the evidence. In these circumstances, it's not something the law was designed to preclude.
A man is charged with sexually assaulting and impregnating a 14-year-old girl. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.